You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In this week's Executive Lounge, we dig into the construction sector to speak with a woman who has cemented her success there. She hails from Limpopo and has spent the past 14 years or so building a solid career in the industry. Leti Mashau, who is CEO of Motheo Construction, welcome to the SAFM Market Update, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Fifi.
It seems like Limpopo sure has talent. I mean, you look at the music and entertainment industry, the likes of Makhadzi, Shomajozi, King Monara, and then professionals like yourself, including the Reserve Bank Governor, Lesetša Kganyago, himself also hailing from Limpopo. I mean, what is it about you guys and being such high achievers?
Well said, and that's very true. I think it also has to do with the way we're brought up, you know. My view is that people from Limpopo, and no offense to anyone from any other provinces, I think we are well-grounded and humble people, and every time we are afforded an opportunity, we make use of it, you know.
No offense taken, rather just the lesson to be grounded and to be humble and to seize opportunities. But let's talk about the opportunities that you've seized in your career. It has been over a decade that you've been in the industry, but was engineering and construction always your plan?
Look, you know, when I was doing my matric, actually even before that, around when I was in grade 10, somewhere there, I always wanted to do something which will challenge the norm, and something that was different. And when I then looked at different careers, I then realized that construction is one field that is male-dominated, and I was fascinated about the challenges that comes with it. And I think one important aspect for me was the part where when you're building houses, you have to then be handing over a house to somebody that has been staying in a shack. You know, that for me, it really made it so easy to follow this career. It's about serving. It's about making a difference. It's about changing, you know, the lives of others. And I think that's very important. And why I'm saying that is because whichever career that you do, you need to be asking yourself, how am I saving within this job or work that I do? So I think it was both.
You raise a very important point, because I think that what this pandemic has taught us is the importance of looking beyond profits. I mean, if we're going to build the sustainable, inclusive society, it needs to be one in which, yes, you make the profit, but you also help to build the society in the process. But I want to speak with you, Leti, about the timing of your appointment, because you were appointed around 2 years ago to Motheo Construction, which I believe is the largest black female-owned construction group. And this was shortly after the passing of its founder, the medical doctor and businesswoman, Dr. Thandi Ndlovu. What was it like taking over at the company at such a sensitive time in its history?
It's a good question. And I think it's one of the most important moments of my life, because when I got appointed in 2019, just after the passing of the late, his soul continued to rest in peace. It was very difficult, because at that point, I was about 8 months pregnant. So, you know, at one hand, there was this huge opportunity. On the other hand, I'm about to deliver, you know, and I had to balance. So, since I started giving birth in December, 3 months later, lockdown. So,
and it did hit you 3 months later.
So you can imagine what I went through, you know, One, losing someone that I love so dearly. I mean, the late Dr. T mentored me for a very long time. Mm. I joined Hotel 15 years ago. So really, she was somebody very special in my life. And number two, I had to deal with the pregnancy. Number three, now here's the lockdown. So, but really what has happened for me is that the exposure that I received within Motheo in the last 16 years has really started to bear fruit in that period. Because, you know, sometimes you don't realize who you are and what's instilled within you until you are pushed to be the best, you know. So I think that period really brought up another lady that I did not know is there, you know. And that's why they say you get tested during difficult times, because in those difficult times, your character is tested, your leadership is tested, and if you survive that moment, then you know that you'll be able to take it forward. So, and again, I must say that I managed to do it because I had a very strong supporting structure within Motheo, which in my mind really played a significant role in assisting me to transition into this role. They really supported me, and I think that's what really made it easier. You need a very strong supporting structure.
So being appointed as CEO of a company at a time when the world is introduced to this thing called COVID-19 that we've never seen before in our lives, and also as a mother who's just delivered, how did you balance all of that?
It was not easy to balance it, to be honest with you, but one had to make it happen. So we've got a very special close working relationship with my colleagues, and when the lockdown started, we all get together. Remember, everybody has never witnessed this. We don't know what's coming, and you know, so we got together, discussed what we knew at that point in time. Because remember, with lockdown again, when it started, we all thought, no, it's for just 21 days. 21 days became 2 months. 2 months,
ish,
you know.
Ish.
So it's something that you could not really sit and put a clear plan of how you're going to do it. But I'm grateful, because when I look at the plans that we managed to put in place during that period, I mean, when it started, we needed to make decisions what to do with our people, because now people will be staying at home, there won't be any income, construction projects will not be operating. But we took a decision that this is the time that we need to stand with our employees. It's not about the profit, but it's about making sure that we are there for each other. So in that period, we ensured that all our people are paid in that period, and we made sure that we kept in contact, you know, because at that point, I think it was more about making sure that everybody is taken care of, everybody feel home, everybody knows that they are not alone, you know. So I think the whole of 2020 for me, we really treated that period in different ways. And then half year of 2020, it also presented an opportunity for us to sit back and relook at our structure, look at what we need to improve, what we need to do differently. And for me, that's one of the things that I've taken from that period, because you were afforded an opportunity to pause and reflect and see how you can improve, how you can diversify, and how to do things differently going forward. And we continue to do that. It's a journey.
You know, Letty, I've been writing and reporting about the construction sector for some time. And I remember most headlines would be, you know, the construction sector finally turning the corner, making reference to the heydays of in the lead up to the 2010 World Cup, where things were great. And then subsequently after that, things were not so great. We've seen many of the big guys on the JSC having become small guys. Many of them have gone bust and have even delisted from the JSC. So is this the point, do you think, when the construction sector does turn the corner? And what kind of opportunities are you seeing for Motheo?
I think it's actually the time to return the corner, because when you look at the recovery plan that the government has presented, it's so clear that there is a clear focus to focus on infrastructure projects. And there's quite a number of projects that have already been identified. We've already started participating on some of them here in Tshwane. So I think that will really create a huge opportunity for Motheo. One great thing about Motheo is that we're not only doing building, but we have quite a number of different divisions. And for me, I think that's what makes it special for Motheo, because of the diversification approach that we have taken. So our building division will be able to benefit from the massive infrastructure projects that will be coming through. Civils is the same, the mechanical, our electrical division, fiber, training. We also have an academy. So you know that skills development is top priority as well, so which means we'll be able to participate in that space. Our water division is the same. So, yeah, in my mind, I think when you look at the service that we provide as a group, we will then be able to position ourselves to participate on the opportunities that the government is putting forth. And what, the other thing that I need to top it up is that, you know, this period has also reminded us that we should not sit back and only wait for opportunities to come through. We need to be going out there and create opportunities. And I think that's one thing that COVID has pushed us to do. And it's possible.
Thank you for leaving us on such a positive note. Ms. Ledi Mashau, the CEO of Motheo Construction, our executive lounge feature for this week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.